Welcome to the August 15th, 2024 edition of the NGF Short Game, your 3-minute business insights to the latest industry research, data, and trends. This week's edition is brought to you by our valued sponsor, Troon, where your team plus Troon's team equals better together. To learn how you can optimize your club operations with Troon, head on over to Troon.com and click on the Management Services tab. Trust us, your club will thank you. The title of today's short game is, Who's Keeping Score? What does the average golfer shoot during a round of golf? It seems like a straightforward question, but there's some gray area. NGF participation research finds more than 3/4 of U.S. golfers, that's 77%, keep score on a regular basis. The approximately 20 million golfers who do keep score tend to shoot in the mid-90s with an average of 94. That hasn't changed substantially in recent years. There are, however, some important caveats to golfer-reported scoring, all of which likely skew the actual average upwards. Consider, those players who do keep score are generally more skilled. Almost 1/3 of occasional golfers, those who play 1 to 7 rounds annually, don't keep score and are likely less proficient players. And more than half of golfers suggest they take scoring liberties such as mulligans, breakfast balls, gimmies, no OB, etc. Remember, anything is possible with 5-foot gimmies and an eraser. There was some natural skepticism when our golfer-related data suggested almost 1 in 10 golfers regularly shoot under 80 during an 18-hole round. But we compare notes with the USGA and the findings are directionally similar, with almost 11% of male golfers and about 2% of female golfers have a handicap index of 4.9 or less. More than 3.2 million golfers in the U.S. have an active official handicap index, a total that's risen 23% since the Unified World Handicap System, WHS, was launched by the USGA and RNA in 2020. You may have seen stories citing NGF research from decades ago that suggest the average 18-hole score for a round of golf is around 100. That was a smaller sample size, and the way of the survey question was asked was less specific. Weighting the above golfer-reported average to account for scoring liberties as well as those players who don't keep score, many of whom might reach their max on many holes, moves the probable average golfer score closer to triple figures than in the mid-90s. That said, are golfers getting better? Our research indicates that historically about 17% of U.S. golfers take formal instruction, with many more likely taking a DIY approach by gleaning swing tips from videos on YouTube or social media. Despite the room for growth, professional golf instruction is more than a $1 billion industry, as playing better yet typically correlates to greater enjoyment. Yes, there are 6 million plus golfers uninterested in keeping score. For many of them, golf is less about competition and scoring and more about camaraderie, spending time with friends and family, getting outside, or exercising their mind and body. For the majority of golfers, however, the quest for improvement and the lower scores that hopefully follow is a never-ending one. The USGA Handicap Index, and keeping score regularly, is a good measurement as it allows for an equitable adjustment based on a player's ability. To get an official handicap index, golfers can register at a nearby course or sign up for their local Allied Golf Association, AGA, through the USGA's website by typing in your browser usga.org. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of Short Game. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. By the way, if you're not an NGF member, you really should be. Join thousands of golf industry leaders like yourself who enjoy VIP membership privileges and have access to all of the NGF's member-only research, reports, trends analysis, and much, much more. Everything you need to keep you informed and help you make better decisions for exceeding your business goals. To learn more about our membership options, head on over to the membership tab on our website or contact Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin at ngf.org. Hey, thanks for listening, and be on the lookout for our next short game in 2 weeks featuring the best 3-minute golf industry insights.